today for the Life of Christ devotionals. I hope they're impacting your life as much as they are mine in this season, as we're getting to learn from some incredible teachers as well as just spend time in His Word. Today, we're going to be in Luke chapter 24, verses 1 through 53. And I want to just encourage you, there's a lot here, just to hit pause for a moment and maybe take some time to read the chapter and then jump back into this video, or at least set some time aside in your schedule today to make sure you read all of it, because it is rich and it is full with so much. Like, the resurrection of Christ is such a big deal and is crucial and central to our faith. Even so much, Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15, if Jesus didn't resurrect from the dead, we're to be the most like pitied of all people. Like, what we're doing is pointless, but we do believe that Jesus resurrected from the dead, and this is good news. But here's what I want to do. I want to skip down to verse 44 and read from there and talk about why the resurrection is so important for you and me. Join along. It says this. He said to them, "This is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled, what is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms." Then he opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures. He told them, "This is what is written. The Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. I'm going to send you what my Father has promised, but stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." The resurrection, Jesus' resurrected body is with his disciples, and he is telling them what they are about to embark on with this good news. And I don't know if you realize it, like, man, what good news this is. And what Jesus did when he died on the cross and then 3 days resurrected, what that brings for you and for me. Because you've probably been going along in this Life of Christ study and, man, learning a lot, growing a lot, and just been thankful for all this information. But if you would stop for a second like I have and looked at Jesus' life, as if he is the standard, you're realizing, man, I don't really measure up to everything that Jesus is. The generosity, the forgiveness, the sacrifice, the compassion, the love, all these things. Like, man, I am not there. He's varsity, I'm not. And what it can sometimes make you do is step back. If he's my standard and I'm not living that, like, it kind of can be discouraging. Or if you're trying to achieve it, you realize how short you fall. Like, it can be overwhelming. Well, here's why the resurrection is so important for you and me. Because we've got to go back to the very beginning. Like, what was God's original purpose and plan? And that was for us to walk with him and know him and have eternal life. Like, God created Adam and Eve in the beginning, and he walked with them in the garden for them to have eternal life, to live in harmony with God and know him. And that's his desire for you and me. But there was a problem. Something happened. Adam and Eve, they rebelled against God. They sinned. They didn't make a mistake. No, they rebelled. They went against God, and that brought sin into the world, and we're all affected by it. There's not a single one of us who hasn't been affected by sin or who hasn't sinned. The Bible even tells us in Romans 3:23 that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Like, none of us meets God's standards. God's standard is perfection, and you and I, like, we don't meet it at all. And because God is holy, perfect, and just, like, he has to do something about sin. And the Bible tells us in Romans that the wages of sin is death. Not just physical death, but a spiritual death that is separated from God forever. Like, man, that's not good news for you and me. That's not at all. And the Bible says in Hebrews that it's appointed unto man once to die and then the judgment. And if God's standard is perfection, and I realize that I am not perfect, even one sin keeps me from being perfect, like, man, what am I to do with that? Like, man, I'm in, like, trouble. Like, I don't know. Like, I can't measure up. But here's where the good news is. God had a plan, and God did something about it, and he had a remedy. And that remedy was Jesus. God became a man and dwelt among us. And Jesus lived the life that you and I couldn't live. He met God's standard of perfection. He never sinned. And the Bible says that he went to the cross and he died on the cross, taking the sin, all the sin of the world, when the wrath of God was put on Jesus, and he bore it and he met the payment that God demanded for sin. And then 3 days later, we believe, and we see it in this text, that Jesus rose from the dead, conquering sin, death, and the grave, giving us eternal security and even letting us see that our life here matters. Now, that is good news. It says in Ephesians that God, like, for by grace are you saved through faith. Not of yourselves, not of any works that you can do, so that no one can boast or brag to say, man, I earned my way. But it was a gift of God that we received through faith in Jesus. Romans 5:8 says that God demonstrated his great love for us, that while we were still sinners, before we ever fixed ourselves, that Christ died for us. We gave him our worst. He gave us his best. He who was not sin became sin so that we could have his righteousness and be able to stand before God holy and clean and perfect and restore that relationship. That is the good news of the gospel of what Jesus did for you and me. And so what is our response to all this? Like, how are we supposed to respond to this good news? You can't earn it. You can't work it. But it's receiving it and putting your faith not in yourself, but in what Christ did for you and me, in his death, in his burial, in his resurrection. Romans 10:9 says this, that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Jesus is telling his disciples, as we read earlier, because of the resurrection, we will go about preaching repentance. That means turning from our sin, recognizing that we have messed up, that we're sinful and separated, but we can turn from that. That's a good news word. And turn to him, and he will forgive us. He is faithful and true to forgive us of all of our sins and cleanse us. And because of his work, we are made right with God. And what we do with that is just recognize, Jesus, I can't meet the standard you did. I'm going to put my faith in what you did, and I believe that you rose again for me. I want to make you Lord of my life. And the Bible says that's how we become a child of God. That's how we become a believer. And so here's my encouragement and my question for you is, have you made that decision? Have you come to a point in your life where you realize I can't meet God's standard and that Jesus is the only way? And have you put your faith and trust in his work of his death, but not just his death, but the resurrection of what Christ did for you and me? And if you have, the Bible says you have eternal life and you have the Spirit of God living in you. And if you've never done that, and I want to give you even an opportunity right now, wherever you're sitting, you can receive Christ and know that your eternal security and destiny is sealed with God. But not only that, the Spirit of God will forgive you and come in and dwell in you all the days of your life, giving you a new life in Christ. And if that's something you would like to do today and you've never done that, I literally just want to ask you to bow your head and I want to lead you in a prayer, because it's not necessarily magical words, but it's putting your faith in Christ. So if you would bow your heads with me, I would love to lead you in a prayer. And it's something like this. Dear Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner and I need you to forgive me. I know that you died on the cross for my sins so that I could be forgiven and washed clean. And I believe that you rose again from the grave, conquering sin and death. And I want to make you Lord of my life. I will trust and follow you. Everything that I have is yours. Your name, we pray. Amen. So, hey, if you made that decision today, if you took a moment to like pray that prayer with me, like, we want to celebrate that with you. Like, You are now a child of God, and that's one of the best decisions you can make. I want to encourage you. Tell somebody. Tell your life group leader. Tell a pastor. Reach out to somebody so that we can encourage you and help you walk on this journey as a follower of Jesus. Or maybe you have done that before and you're a follower of Jesus already, but I want to just encourage you. Reflect back on what Christ did for you. Man, the gospel is not the elementary thing that you do in the beginning. It is the more. It is something that continues to motivate us to follow Christ because of what he did for us. We love you and have a great day.